弟兄姊妹，我们一起来念几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages together, please.
马太福音
Matthew
24章
Chapter 24
我们来从第六节 24章第六节
Chapter 24, starting from verse 6 Allow me to read it for you.
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，这时末期还没有到。民要攻打民，故要攻打国，都处必有饥荒地震，这都是灾难的。
起头。Verse 8第9节。Verse 9。那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。第10节。Verse 10。那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，前有好些假先知起来迷惑多人。Verse 11。这因不法的事增多。 许多人的爱心渐渐冷淡了。Verse 12，
许多人的爱心才静静的冷淡了。唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才。
Verse 14. The Gospel according to John.
第14章.
Chapter 14.
我们很熟的一段经文.
The passage which is very familiar to us.
我就请周五给我们念吧. 第16节. 16节, 我们一直看到.
Verse 16 to 20, chapter 14. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you, and will be within you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
第20节,到那日,你们就知道,我在父里面,你们在我里面,我也在你们里面。 到了那日，这个那日，弟兄姊妹，不知道你读的时候有没有思想过这节圣经？这个那日到底是哪一日
？Verse 20, in that day you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. Brothers and sisters, I don't know when you read this verse, have you ever thought which day is this?
好，等会我们来交通。
Later on, we will fellowship on this.
好，我们来看《哥林多前书》第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1。第7节。Verse 7。
到第9节。To verse 9。我来念好了。以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督。 显现，他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。弟兄姊妹，你有这个信心吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you have this faith that in that day you will be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ?
第9节。Verse 9。神是信实的，感谢主，神是信实的。
Thank the Lord, God is faithful.
你们原是被他所造，好与他的儿子，我们主耶稣基督一同的有份。有份这里可以翻为 fellowship 或者 share in common。
By whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son. Fellowship means to share in common, have been partaker of Him. Thank the Lord.
我们能够与他的儿子耶稣基督一同有份。
So that we could be in fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
有份于他的那个生命，永远的生命。
We share in His life, His eternal life.
有份于他的地位。
Share in His position.
我们有份于他的完全，有份于他的荣耀。
Share in His perfection and in His glory.
就是有份于他的性情，有份于他的性格。
And we share in His attributes and His divine nature.
这是神为什么呼召我们的最终的要得到的那个目的。
And this is the very reason, the very goal that God has called us.
神是信实的。
Because He is faithful.
好，我们最后念一处。
Lastly, we will read this passage.
启示录。
That's in Revelation
22 章
chapter 22.
启示录22章请你念，我们从第十节念到第十三节。
Verse 10 through 13, chapter 22, Revelation. And he said to me, Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly.And my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
好，我们记得祷告。
You have bowed, please. Let's have a word prayer.
主，我们来到这位阿拉法、欧米伽的面前。
Lord, as we come to the one who is the Alpha, who is the Omega.
你是始，你也是终。
You're the beginning, you're the end.
你是首先的，你也是幕后的。
And you're the first and the last.
主神是现在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Lord, you're the Almighty who is, who was, and who is to come.
你也是满心怜悯、大又慈悲的主。
You're also the Lord who is full of compassion and merciful.
我们就是靠着你的怜悯、你的慈悲，我们来到。你的宝座跟前。
And it is by your mercy and your compassion that we can come before your throne.
我们来亲近你。
We draw near to you.
我们来侍奉你。
We come to serve you.
我们来敬拜你。
And we come to worship you.
我们来称颂你。
To praise you.
我们来赞美你。
To laud you.
主，愿你今天早晨照着你宝贝的应许与我们同在。
Lord, be with us all according to your precious promise this morning.
你的血洗净我们。
Your blood cleanses us.
那我们能够守洁心清的侍立在你的跟前。
So that we can stand before you with a pure heart and clean hands.
让你的仆人能够坦然无惧的在这里做你的出口。
So that your servant will be your mouthpiece boldly.
与我们的翻译姊妹同在。
Be with our sister who translates.
膏我们的口。
Anoint our mouth.
主，你的圣灵在哪里，哪里能够自由。
Lord, where your spirit is, there is liberty.
给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Give us this wisdom and spirit of revelation.
主，我们感谢你，你为爱他的人所预备的，使我们眼睛未曾看见，耳朵没有听见，心里边想都没有想到过的。
Lord, we thank you for what you have provided for the ones whom you love.That eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and our heart have never imagined.
但是感谢主，是说你的圣灵已经向我们显明了。
But thank the Lord, through your Holy Spirit, you have revealed it all to us.
只有圣灵能够渗透万事。
Only the Holy Spirit searches all things.
只有圣灵能够渗透这些事。
Only the Holy Spirit can actually search all these things.
主，所以盼望。你的圣灵今天就在我们中间自由运行。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will move freely in our midst today.
开我们里面的眼睛。
Open our inner eyes.
让我们里面真实看见这个意象。
So that in us we truly see this vision.
我们里面也真有这个启示。
And in this, in our hearts, we truly have this revelation.
让我们能够刚强起来。
So that we'll be strengthened.
我们能够靠主站立得稳。
And we could stand tall by you.
我们能够靠主常常喜乐。
And rejoice in you often through you.
我们在主里面能够同心。
And in the Lord we'll be in one mind.
我们一起等候你。
Oh, we wait for you together.
与我们同在。
Be with us all.
祷告祈求圣耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天我们还是来交通明亮的晨星，这应该是第十一讲。
Today we'll continue to fellowship on the bright and morning star, and I believe this is our 11th sharing.
我们看见整个世界，整个社会是越来越黑暗，越来越黑暗。
Now we have seen the whole world, the whole society has grown darker and darker.
越来越混乱，越来越动荡。
And more turbulent and more chaotic day by day.
我们里面的信心格外得到坚固。
But at the same time, our inner faith is being extraordinarily strengthened.
我们知道明亮的晨星很快就要出现。
Because we know this, that bright morning star will soon appear.
感谢主给我们很多的 sign.
Thank the Lord for He has given us so many signs.
我们刚刚念的马太福音，这里有就给我们看见很清楚的这些 sign， 表明他来的日子近了。
And in Matthew 24, we have seen clearly all these signs which indicate the imminent coming of our Lord.
你看见保罗的书信也给我们很多的 sign， 表明那个主来的日子。
And also, Paul's epistles also show us so many signs indicating the Lord's coming.
主耶稣说到了那时候。
The Lord says, in that day,
有许多人要跌倒，失去他们的信心。
So many people will fall away and lose their heart.
他们要彼此抱怨，彼此相恨。
And they will hate one another. They will grumble against one another.
他们要陷害，个人彼此陷害。
And they will betray one another.
有许多的假先知要起来，迷惑许多的人。
And so many false prophets will arise to deceive many.
因为不法的事增多，爱心就渐渐的冷淡了。
And because so many of the things of lawlessness, of the love of many grow cold.
弟兄姊妹，今天看看今天的教会，今天神的百姓中间，这些事是不是很普遍的在哪里发生？
Consider this, all the brothers and sisters, isn't it things like this are happening so often among God's people in the churches?
神的儿女的爱心渐渐冷淡。
The love of God's children grows cold.
有许多人的信心失去了。
And so many people have lost their faith.
不法的事越来越多了。
And more the lawless things abound.
这不但是讲那个社会，这个世界，也是指着他的教会，他的子民中间。
This kind of circumstance does not refer to the society as a whole or the world only, but also speak to God's churches.
我们看见这是一个很普遍的现象。
So we see this is a widespread phenomenon.
虽然这是个不正常的，
Even though it is abnormal.
但是好像是很正常的现象。
But as though the way it's happening, it seems it's very normal.
保罗在提摩太后书第三章讲得很清楚，末世必有好危险的时候来到。
And Second Thessalonians chapter 3, Paul says so clearly that in the last time, perilous times will come.
人要专顾自己。
Men will be lovers of themselves.
爱钱财。
Lovers of money.
爱宴乐，不爱神。
Lovers of pleasure, not lovers of
God. 有金钱的外貌，没有金钱的实意，没有 power, 没有能力。
They have the form of godliness, but deny its power.
有许多不法不义的事。
So many unholy and lawful things.
我想保罗在这里指的是教会，是神的家，是指着神的百姓中间所发生的。
And what Paul is talking about is all the people in the church, in the house of God.
今天是不是这个情况？
Isn't it so today?
这是末世，好危险的时候。
This is the end time, the perilous time.
第四章保罗又讲到。
And then in chapter 4, Paul continues.
之后讲到。
The time will come.
他劝勉提摩太。
This is how he admonishes
Timothy. 你务要传道。
Preach the word.
无论得时不得时。
In season, out of season.
你要专心。
Be ready.
你要专心。
Be ready.
他对他说，不管是这个 时代是不是合适你传这个纯真的道理真的道。
Whether this is the right time for you to preach the true, the sound doctrine.
但是你还是要专心。
No matter what, be ready to preach the word.
你要趁着百般的忍耐，各样的教训。
With all long suffering and the teaching.
来警戒人，责备人，劝勉人。
You need to convince, to rebuke, to exhort people.
弟兄姊妹，特别注意，保罗劝提摩太，你要警戒人，要责备人，劝勉人。
Beloved, pay attention to this. Paul tells Timothy to convince, to rebuke, and to exhort men.
为什么？
Why?
因为时候将到。
Because the time is at hand.
人要厌烦纯正的道理。
Men will not endure sound doctrine.
耳朵发痒。
Because of their itching ears.
随着自己的情欲，天使好多的师父。
According to their own desires, they heap up for themselves teachers.
他们不爱听真的道。
They do not like to listen to the sound doctrine.
他们偏向荒谬的那些言语。
But they are turned to the fables.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是今天教会的光景？
Brothers and sisters, isn't this the condition of today's church?
厌烦纯正的道理。
They cannot endure sound doctrine.
耳朵发痒，不爱听真道。
And they have itching ears, they don't like to listen to sound doctrine.
所以保罗叫保罗对提摩太说。
And this is why Paul says this to Timothy.
这不是一个无论得时不是，这是个不得时的时候。
In season and out of season, even though now it is out of season.
虽然是不得时的，你还是要专心的传道，传什么道？传纯正的道，传真正的道 ，sound doctrine。
Even though this is out of season, you still have to be ready, be focused to preach the word. What kind of the word? The sound doctrine.
是个 truth, 真理的道。
It is the word of the truth.
不管人家喜欢听不喜欢听，你要专心，要忍耐，用不般的教训去责备他们，警戒他们。
Whether people like it or not, you have to be ready to preach the word, to convince, to rebuke, and to exhort them with the sound doctrine, with all teaching and long suffering.
弟兄姊妹，这个时代的末了，人最不要听的是责备的话，是警戒的话，人最要听安慰的话，劝勉的话，是不是今天普遍的光景在教会？
Brother and sister, in this end time, people do not like to hear words of rebuking, reproof, and what people like to hear is the word of comfort, words of exhortation.
今天你也可以普遍的听见有弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，我不要听大道理。
And so many times, so often you hear people, brothers and sisters say, oh, I don't want to listen to this, this high lofty teaching.
不要听这些这个理论的东西。
I don't want to hear all this doctrine.
我们不要听这些知识的那些话语。
I don't want to listen to the word of knowledge.
哎呀，知识是叫人自高自大的。
Because knowledge puffs up.
今天讲台应该少讲一点知识的话，少讲一些空头这个些大道理，那些理论的东西。
So today at today's pulpit, people should not talk much about those high lofty words, big teachings, doctrines.
好像这些东西对我们没有什么帮助的。
As though they are useless to us.
我们要听的对我们现实的生活，对着现实的需要讲这些话，我们才要听。
We only want to listen to words who are useful for our daily living, for our practical days.
可以解决我难处的。
Words that can solve our problems.
能够与我有益的。
That could help me.
我不注意神是不是需要什么，我们也不知道神的那个永远的计划，神的旨意到底是什么，这些我都没有兴趣。我有的兴趣的就是听对我有关的那一些话语。
I'm not interested and I don't care what God's eternal purpose is. What I want to listen is the word that's related to me.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是今天普遍的光景？
Brother and sister, isn't this a widespread phenomenon?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，今天所谓的大道理，所谓的理论，所谓的真理的知识，正是我们今天最最需要的。
But beloved, what we need today most is actually the doctrine, the word of truth, so-called lofty teaching.
这是根基，这是基础。
Because this is the foundation, this is the very base.
不是说我们不要讲那些对我们生活现实难处直接有关系的，不是，我不意思说不，今天我们不要讲这些。
I'm not saying that we should not talk about all the issues that are related to us, about our problems, our daily living.
我想不要偏了这一方面。
But you cannot be focused on this side only.
特别是牧师，我们不能偏在这方面。
Especially, during the end time, you cannot focus your entire attention on this part only.
我以前也讲过了，正像今天这个时代，我们不愿意听那些审判、神的愤怒、神的定罪，不喜欢听那些地狱的那一些福音。
Well, this is just like what I said before. People do not like to listen to the judgment to hell and to his wrath.
我们就要听神是慈爱的，神是慈悲的，神是怜悯的。
All we want to hear is that God is love, loving, compassionate.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要讲。
Brother and sister, we have to talk about every aspect of all these topics.
这是个完整的真理。
Because this is the full truth.
我们不能偏哪一方面。
We cannot only emphasize on one part.
特别是在这个幕后的一个时代，我们更应当偏重在我刚刚所讲的那些人所谓的大道理，人所谓的那些知识，人所谓的那些理论，我们更要偏重这方面。
Actually, at this end time, we actually need to emphasize on what people call doctrine, lofty teaching doctrines.
我们更应当偏重在责备、警戒这方面。
We have to emphasize this rebuking and reproof.
不是讲我们不要讲安慰的话，不要讲劝勉的话，我们都需要讲。但是在末世的时候，我们更要偏重在那个警戒和责备。
It's not to say that we don't speak of the words of a comfort, words of encouragement, but during this end time, we have to emphasize this convincing, rebuking reproof.
因为这是一个黑暗的一个时代。
Because this is such a dark age.
充满着不法的事。
Full of lawless things.
保罗在以弗所第五章第十一节那里有一段话。
And Paul says this in Ephesians 5:11.
保罗在这里讲什么？
What is Paul saying here?
以弗所在第五章第十一节，保罗讲那些暧昧无益的事，你们不要去做，反倒要责备行这一些事的人。
Because there, Paul says, all those things that are dark in darkness, you should not do it. Not only so, you have to expose them, rebuke them.
这些从暗中行的事提起来也是可羞耻的。
Because it's even shameful to speak of those things which are done by them in secret.
凡是被责备，就像光一样的显明出来，一切能显明的就是光。
All things that are rebuked are made manifest.By the light.
这辈就是光，你知道吗？
So do you know this reproof actually is light?
这是最近诚心出现的时候，是最黑暗的时候，是不法的事最多的时候。无论是教会，无论是社会，我们需要有更多的警戒，更多的责备。
Now this is the end time, closest to the darkest time when the bright morning star will appear. So we have to emphasize on this rebuking reproof.And exhortation.
哎呀，你今天可以在教会中间到处听到，哎呀，千万不能责备人呐、啊，责备人好像就是一个犯法的事啊。
And you hear people say that, especially in the church, that do not rebuke people as though when you rebuke men, you're actually committing lawlessness.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你看看旧约也好，新约也好。
But beloved, whether it's in New Testament or Old Testament.
每一卷先知书，无论是小先知书、大先知书
，Every book of prophecy, be it major or minor prophecy,
大片的篇幅是讲到警戒、讲到责备的。
The bulk of the chapters are devoted to rebuke to warning.
你看看以赛亚书, 从第一章一直到39章, 主要的是讲到责备, 讲到警戒, 到了第40章, 开始到66章, 里面很多的劝勉, 安慰的话。
Consider the book of Isaiah from chapter 1 through chapter 39. It's filled with this rebuke and convincing and reproof. And starting from chapter 40 through 66, it's filled with comfort, word of encouragement.
就新约也是一样,你看看圣经每一卷书,到了特别是最后的几卷书,都是注重在这方面。
And it's the same thing in all the New Testament books, especially toward the end of the book.
弟兄姊妹,大道理要不要讲?
So brothers and sisters, these high teachings, should we talk about them?
这些理论知识要不要讲?
Do we need to talk about the doctrines, the word of knowledge?
保罗的书信,
now, if you read Paul's epistle,
差不多每一卷书信都是这样一个样板。
It's almost with every book of his in the same pattern.
开始几章都是讲到大道理啊，讲到真理的知识啊，因为这是根基，这是基础。
It's always in the first few chapters Paul speaks of the doctrines, the very knowledge of as the basis of his teaching.
你去看看罗马书第一章一直到第十一章讲什么?
Consider Romans chapter 1 all the way through chapter 11. What's Paul talking about?
到了第十一章一直到后面，我们看到我们生活的实际，教会生活的那个实际，同我们现实的生活是有密切关系的。不错，是有。
And in chapter 11, starting from 11, we see the practical living is so related to our church living.
你看以弗所不也一样?
And isn't that so with the book of Ephesians?
三章多都是讲大道理，都是讲理论，教会是什么？什么是奥秘？什么是神的奥秘？什么是基督的奥秘？什么是教会的奥秘？
In the first three chapters of Ephesians, what's Paul talking about? It's about the mystery of God, mystery of Christ, the mystery of the church, all these lofty doctrines.
到了后面两章多才是讲到我们实际的生活，同我们有关的,
and the
last
chapters, they are actually related to our living, practical Christian life.
弟兄姊妹,我想 我讲这些就是说明今天的末世，这是个普遍的现象，正变成了一个正常的现象。
Brothers and sisters, what am I talking about? I'm saying that all this has been happening so often. It has been considered as normal.
这是证明末日快要到了。
And all this proves that the end time is coming.
没有一个时代像这个时代，更人不要听哪个纯正的道理，不要听真理，不喜欢听。
There is never an age like the present age we are in that people do not want to listen to the true knowledge, the sound doctrine.
不要说是年轻人不要听，成年人也不要听。
Not to mention that it's not just the young people who don't want to hear it, even the adults, they don't either.
提摩太前书第四章,
1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太怎么讲的?
What does Timothy say?
圣灵明说, 后来的日子,人要离弃信心,离弃正道。
The Holy Spirit expressly says that in the latter time, some will depart from the truth, the faith.
他们要相信那些鬼魔的道理,邪灵所讲的话。
Giving heed to deceiving spirits and the doctrines of demons.
末后时代一定会有的。
This is something that will happen in the end time.
圣灵早已经明明地告诉我们了。
And the Holy Spirit has expressly told us already.
难怪今天他们的统计,基督教,他们所称为的基督那个,这个也是个宗教,他们一般来讲,这个今天在基督教里面,相反的那些evangelical的那些人数啊,并没有很明显的加增,加增的是在那些,今天我们看为异端的。 那些摩门教也好,耶和华见证会也好,他们的人数却有显著的加增。
And that's why in today's Christianity, according to the statistics, that the number of evangelicals do not increase as many as all those religions which we called heresy cults, such as Jehovah's Witness, Mormons.
这些人数加增最显著的在年轻人中间，30岁以下的加增的最少最少。
And the statistics say that those people who are under 30 years old, the number increases least.
弟兄姊妹，这是个末世的现象。
So beloved, this is one of the phenomena in old time, end time.
我们刚刚看见的启示录第22章在那里讲什么？
And also Revelation chapter 22, which we just read, what does it say?
使者对约翰说，你不要封闭这书。
The angel said to John, do not seal this word of prophecy of this book.
因为时间到了。
Because the time is near.
义的让他仍然是义，圣洁的让他仍然圣洁，不义的让他不义，污秽的让他污秽。
He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，我要照着个人所行的报应他。我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是始，我是终。
And behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me. I will render to each one according to his works.I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega, I'm the beginning, I'm the end, I'm the first and the last.
你不要封闭那预这个书上的预言。
Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book.
因为时候到了。
Because the time is at hand.
什么时候到了？
What is this? The time is at hand.
我想你去看但以理书第12章，你就知道。
If you read Daniel 12, it has explanation for us.
对但以理说，但以理啊，你不要封闭这书，不要隐藏这话，这等到末世末后的那个时候。
Daniel is told that do not shut up the words, do not seal the prophecy until the time of the end.
这里就解释什么叫时候近了，那就是到了末世了。
What does it mean until the time of the end? That means the period which is appearing.To closer to the end time.
那么什么时候是末世了呢？
Then what is the end time?
但以理这一段解释了非常好。
Daniel 12 tells us.
必有许多人来往奔跑，知识就必加增了。
That's the time when so many people will run to and fro, and the knowledge will increase.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们就是处在这个时代。
Beloved, today we are in this time.
知识必然加增。
Here the knowledge increases.
弟兄姊妹，这个时代50年来可能可以那种知识科学科技的那种发展已经到了个最高峰的时候，它飞猛进，可以说。
In these 50 years, we have reached the climax of the development of scientific technological advance.
各方面的科技那种技术。
In every aspect.The technique has been so evolving quickly.
超过了人类历史几千年的那个发展。
And surpassing the development of human thousands of history.
几十年可以相比为几千年发展的还要高还要快。
Decades of development of the science and technology have surpassed that of the past thousands of years.
许多人来往奔跑，只讲到交通。哎呀，看看今天的交通的发展。
So many people run to and fro. This speaks of the transportation. Think of the development of today's transportation.
今天的 iPad 也好，今天的电脑也好，资讯也好，好像人与人之间好像越来越近了，距离越来越近，国家和国家，地区和地区越来越近了。因着这个交通的方便，今天人可以到了太空。
Or like the data processing, like the iPad.Nowadays, people are so close, even we can go to the outer space.
弟兄姊妹，这是末世了。
Now, brother and sister, this is truly the end time.
我不相信。
I do not believe.
今天的科技还会有什么突破？
I don't believe there will be any other breakthrough in today's science and technology.
人的智慧到底是有限的，不是上帝。
Man's wisdom is limited. We are not God.
很多的你不能突破的。
There are so many barriers that cannot be broken
through. 到此为止了。
That's it to this point.
就像人的寿命一样。
Just as man's life.
我们知道今天人的寿命这几十年来，三五十年来，人的寿命已经增加了有二十三 二三十岁了。
You know, men's life span has increased 30 years in the past 50 years.
过去三五十年以前，人的寿命只有五十岁左右，现在人可以到八十岁左右。
50 years ago, men could live to 50 years old. Now, nowadays, we could live up to 80.
你相信不相信？再过二三十年，人能够都能够活到一百岁、一百一十岁，你信不信？但是今天医学给我们证明，现在人的寿命已经差不多平均八十岁已经到了。
Do you believe that in 20, 30 years later that men can live up to 100? But from all considerations that we have come to this point that men can live only up to
80.
Today we have so many diseases that we never know before. And all these are detrimental, lethal diseases.
所以我们根据但以理也好，启示录二十章，我们知道这已经到了末世了，时候近了。你不要封闭这个预言，这个预言也把它都启示出来了。
So according to Daniel, according to Revelation, you do not seal the words of prophecy of the book anymore because the prophecy has already been revealed.
今天你去看启示录，非常的清楚。
And today, as you read the book of Revelation, it should be very clear to you.
今天你去看但以理书更清楚了。
And if you read the book of Daniel, it should be even clearer to you.
因为这是末世了。
Because this is the end time.
义的让他不义，污秽的让他污秽，义的让他仍然义。圣洁的让他仍然圣洁。
He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still.
弟兄姊妹，你读这段，你里面的感受是什么？
So brothers and sisters, as you read this passage, what's your take?
我想这是同我们传福音有关的。
Because this is related to our gospel preaching.
我想今天我们传福音，无论在什么一个时代，我们都应该努力的、积极的去传福音。
Today, no matter what age we are being put in, we have to strive to preach the gospel diligently, fervently.
但是你要知道一件事。
But one thing you need to know.
你不知道这件事，你会很灰心。很伤感。
If you do not know this, you will become despaired, you will lose heart.
甚至会叫你消极到地步，不愿意去传。
Even you become so passive to the point that you don't want to share the gospel anymore.
当你传福音的时候，真正愿意接受的，我给你讲，少而又少。
When you really preach the gospel, let me tell you, there will be fewer, even fewer people who would like to listen to it.
你不要以为觉得这个很意外。
And don't think this is such a surprise.
我们常常看见那些有名的布道家，哇，他一呼召就是几十人、几百人，就是。
We often see the famous evangelist as he preached the gospel. When he called, hundreds of people would come forward to take the gospel.
但是我告诉你。
But let me tell you,
我以前也讲了很多了。
I said this before a lot of times.
今天除非你传那些现代的福音。
Today, unless you preach the modern gospel.
你传那些成功的福音。
Or you preach the success gospel.
传那些社会的福音。
You preach the social gospel.
你传那些富有的福音。
If you preach the gospel of riches.
你就会有可能上百的、上千的。他会举手决志。
Then it's possible that hundreds, even thousands of people would raise their hands and make their decision to accept the Lord.
但是这不是真正的福音。
But this is not sound gospel.
他们信了也没有真正信，都成了败子。我以前讲过了。
And I said this already. Even though they believe, they would end up being tares.
所以今天教会中间我讲了很多很多都是败子。
So I said this before, among the churches today, many of them are simply tares. Because the gospel they receive is not a pure sound doctrine.
但是你真是讲全备的福音，纯正的福音，你就看到一个反应。
But if you do preach this full, pure gospel, then you will see this reaction.
特别到了末世，一定是这个光景。
Especially in the end time, it's going to be like this.
但是很多人没有看到这个情况。
But because so many people have not seen this.
所以他们用各种各样的办法来吸引人来信主。
So So they will use all kinds of methods trying to draw people.
他里面也自己也得到一点安慰。
And they would feel comforted.
但是有什么用？
But what's the point?
义的让他不义吧。
Let the unjust be unjust still.
污秽的让他污秽吧。
Let the filthy be filthy still.
让他们的心刚硬到底吧。
Let their heart be hardened to the end.
你看看启示录有两次到三次讲到，他们这个大灾难中间，他们还是不愿意悔改，甚至于他们还亵渎这位神。
In Revelation, we probably see two or three times, even though these people being put in such a big tribulation, still their hearts are hardened. They do not want to repent. They even blaspheme God.
其实大灾难还是神的爱，盼望把他们的心能够在这个灾难苦难中间，让他们像浪子一样的心能够回转归向神。
Because this great tribulation is actually the love of God.Hopefully, in this great distress, their hearts would be turned to God.
没有用。
Useless.
好像神也放弃他们。
As though even God has given them up.
好像神也灰心了。
As though our God is despaired.
不义的就让他不义吧。
He who is unjust, let him be unjust.
误会的就让他误会，当
不审判。
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我。
He who is filthy, let him be filthy still.Behold, I am coming, my reward is with me.
让我来审判他们。
Let me judge them.
弟兄姊妹，让我们认识这些，这个幕后的那种普遍的存在教会弟兄姊妹中间的光景。
So brothers and sisters, let's understand, the widespread phenomenon among the brothers and sisters in the churches.
免得我们灰心，我们上当。
So that we won't be disappointed, we won't lose heart.
我再讲一件事。
Now let me share one more thing with you.
今天的牧师，这一班年轻人，我很有信心，这是最后一代的人。
And I'm very confident in this. All the young people in this end time will be the last group of young people.
因为我们的主要来。
Because our Lord is coming.
不可能他们结婚，还要生孩子，再长到十七八岁。二十岁，这个时代已经没有了。
It's impossible for them to grow up and to get married and to have children. No more. A time like this does not exist anymore.
又是另外一代的人，这个青少年起来没有了。
There will be no other generation of young people to rise up.
假如还有的话，你来问我。
If there is, come to ask me.
所以你们要结婚，赶快结婚。
So if you want to get married, do it hurry.
要生孩子，赶快生孩子。
If you want to have children, do it quickly.
我不在那里讲笑话。
I'm not joking here.
我在这里又讲到青少年的问题。
Now here I talk about the issues of our young people.
我最近看见一份报纸叫《真理报》，这个你叫超市，大概是一个月有一期啊，我不知道了。反正有这么一份报，是一个。这个基督教的那个一份报纸。
At the supermarket, I've come across a publication. It's called Truth Journal. It is free.
这一期是第六讲。
And in this edition, this is the sixth sharing on this topic.
讲什么
？What is it about？
为什么今天的青少年，为什么这个离世的青少年是这么的多？
Why is it in today's age that so many young people who have left the church?
为什么
？Why?
一般他所指的是十八岁一直到二十二岁这个阶段。
From age 18 to 22.
那就是他们上大学的这段时间。
During the time of college.
这篇文章是一个这个美国的这个传道人写的，他是经过五年的研究。
And this article is written by an American pastor who wrote this article after 5 years of studying on this topic.
所以从这篇文章里就看到，这个问题不光是在华人教会里面，在美国的教会一样发生这些情况。
So from this article, we know that the loss of young people does not only happen among Chinese churches, but also among American churches.
他说有一个教会。本来青少年差不多有一百七八十位的青少年，哇，这个教会是一个很大的一个教会，几千人的教会。他们青少年差不多有一两百人的青少年。
And the article says that it mentions this big church, thousands of people, and they have a huge group of young people, 170, 180. But in recent years,
越来越少。
Fewer and fewer of them still stay.
到现在才有五六十个，六七十个人，三分之二都流失掉了。
And nowadays, two-thirds of them have lost. They only have 50, 60, 70.
他们一上了大学都流失掉了。
The moment they go to college, they're lost.
不是说他们到其他的教会，不是，是他们流失掉了。
I'm not saying they go to another denomination, but they are actually lost.
不是说他们不回到自己的教会，假如到其他教会也是一样，对不对？乃是说他们流失掉了。
I'm not saying that they do not go back to their home church because it's okay if they go to another church, but they are lost.
我们最近教会就发生这个事。
And this actually happens in my congregation.
有一些突然热心的一些家长。
And some very zealous parents.
哎呀，他们在哪里怪这些？ 英文族的同工在哪里怪教会，是不是这方向对不对？哎呀，他们在怪这些传道人没有关心这些讲英文的青少年，所以发生了这些事。我们看见教会里面好像这些年轻到了大学都不回来了。In
my congregation, we also have the same problems that these young people, when they go to colleges, they do not come back anymore. So some of the very zealous parents started to blame on those youth workers, pastors, questioning is our way of direction, the direction is correct.
有些人提出来，我们是不是马上要去请一个讲英文的美国的传道人来带这些青少年？因为你们这些讲中文的、讲这个中国人讲的英文的这些东工啊，他们不喜欢。
And some parents would rightly suggest, should we get an English-speaking youth worker to lead our youth group because they do not like those Chinese-speaking youth workers?
好像他们有非常急迫的需要。Now,
they just show that they are desperate. They have this kind of need.
不然再这样下去怎么办？这些年轻青年的都走掉了。And
they're so worried. What are we gonna do if we continue on in this path? All our young people will leave.
哎呀，这些家长们急得不得了。So
they are so worried.
哎呀，一层的风浪在教会中起来了。As
though they are stirring up a big wave.
但是感谢主，这个风浪一下子就平静下来。
But we thank the Lord. This storm of waves is stilled very soon.
这不是请一个讲英文的传道人来带青少年能够解决的问题。This
is not an issue. It's not a problem of just having an English speaking teacher.
我就对这些提意见的这些家长，我很诚实的对他们说。 我说你们现在发热心已经晚了。So
I honestly told those parents who are so zealous now. I'm saying this to them. It's too late already for you being zealous.
当他六岁时候、八岁的时候、刚刚上学的时候，你们有没有好好的用神的话，好好的来教导他、引导他，走这条属灵的路？你有没有？
When your child is 6 years old or 8 years old, have you really honestly taught your child with God's word to walk in this way of the Lord?
我用了《箴言》的第十一章那里讲得很清楚，教养孩童走当走的道路，他就是到老也不会的偏，这是神的话。So
I use God's word in Proverbs 11. Saying that train up your child in the right way, even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
你有没有照着保罗在以弗所那个教导？你不管是training也好，这个instruction也好，带养育这些儿女要用神的话去教养他们，警戒他们，劝诫他们，有没有？
Have you done this according to Paul's saying that you should train and instruct your children according to the word of God?
你有没有很好的榜样给你的孩子看？你是一个属灵的人，是个敬虔的人，你的心愿不是在这个世界。有没有给他们这个榜样，有这样一个意向，让他们能够看见的？
Have you set yourself as a good example, very godly, pious, that your what you have is not in this world.
你们有没有像约书亚那样，至于我和我的全家，我们都必侍奉耶和华？你有没有从小对着儿女就有这个心志，盼望他将来能够侍奉，同你一样的侍奉这位真神耶和华神？
Are you like Joshua saying that me, I and my household will serve the Lord? Are you teaching them to serve the Lord as they grow up?
这是最重要的，最重要的。
This is the most important, the most paramount.
你现在盼望你孩子将来是进哈佛呢，还是进 Princeton 呢？是不是？
Are you still hoping that your child will one day go to Harvard, to Princeton?
你是不是从小就给他们不但教他们念书，还要教他们学钢琴，学这个学那一个，多才多艺，把所有的时间都用在这个上面。
Aren't you teaching your children that not only they have to study hard, but they have to be very talented in all kinds of extracurricular, playing piano, doing athletics?
这些家长不想。他们知道他们的光景，自己的光景。
So these parents became quiet because they knew their true conditions.
我就给他们讲、
so、
这是今天一个末世的一个必然的一个现象。
I told them this is just the inevitable phenomena in this end time.
今天他们受的不但是家里的那个影响，社会的影响，学校里的影响，整个的那种影响对着他们有何等的大。
Today, the impact from their homes, from their school, from their society is so great.
不，你看看这个保罗用着这个提摩太，你看看提摩太怎么被神所用的。
Paul has heavily used Timothy, and see how Timothy has been used by God.
提摩太那时候是一个年轻人，
When Timothy was
大概就二十多岁
man in his 20s,
但是他已经成了一个贵重的器皿。
He already became an honorable, precious vessel.
当保罗第二次出去宽宥布道的时候，他到了特庇，他又到了鲁斯的那个地方，他就认识了这位提摩太。
When Paul was in his second missionary trip, he came to Derbe, he came to Lystra, and he came to know Timothy.
弟兄姊妹，提摩太什么时候得救的？当然他是个犹太教徒，这是没有问题。他妈妈是个犹太人，爸爸是个外邦人，他从小就爸爸妈妈从小就教导他圣经，所以他从小就明白圣经的。你看见吗？你们这些年轻人我不知道了，你们是不是从小就明白圣经的？
Timothy ever from his youth knew the BibleHe was taught in Judaism. His mother is Jewish. His father is Greek.
他们的父母、母亲、祖母下了多少的功夫教导他们
？But his mother and his grandmother, how much work have they put in teaching Timothy?
我相信提摩太是保罗第一次根本没有提到提摩太。保罗第一次到这个环球布道，我们知道用了两三年的时间。对不对?
We know Paul's first mission trip took him about 2 or 3 years, and in which
两三年的时间，后来他就回来了，包括这个时间，一共是两三年，去和来。他去经过鲁斯的以哥尼，回来他又经过鲁斯的以哥尼。这里没有提到提摩太。
In his first mission trip, altogether from going there and coming back, it took him about 2 or 3 years. And Paul did go to Lystra and Iconium.
到了第二次，他又出去宽宥布道，大概有三年的时间，四年的时间。他就一出去的时候，他又去这个鲁斯的，然后他误事了提摩太，他就带着提摩太同他一起出去。
And in Paul's second mission trip, it took him 3 or 4 years. He again came to Lystra, and he saw Timothy. So he took him along with him on the trip.
那时候提摩太不但是在鲁斯的被众圣徒称赞，就是以哥尼另外一个城的相近的一个城，也都称赞提摩太。你说看提摩太的影响已经相当的大，他已经成为一个贵重的器皿，才两三年的时间呢。
And even at that time, it had only been 2 or 3 years. Timothy was so well spoken of by people at Lystra, and not only Lystra, but also a neighboring town called Iconium.
So you see, Timothy had such impact, he's already an honorable vessel.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见一个正常的基督徒啊，成长应该两三年，生命就应当很丰富，这是正常的。
So beloved, for a normal Christian, it only takes 2 or 3 years for this person's life to grow, to have this abundant life. This should be normal.
假如他有这个条件。
If he does possess all these conditions.
从小父母好好的教导他，从小让他能够明白圣经，他自己有努力追求，我想两三年就能够有一个丰盛的生命。
If he does possess the conditions in which that he's well taught, ever since he was growing up, and also he studied hard, and this should be, he should become a very useful vessel.
当然，当时候的社会不像今天的社会。
Of course, in the society in those days is not like today.
今天这种社会有多败坏的一个社会，那个环境。对着那青少年的影响非常非常大，连学校里也是一样。
Today we have such a corrupt society, and its impact toward the young people, is so tremendous in society at school.
当然，当时可能没有这么厉害。
Maybe at Timothy's days it wasn't as bad.
不管这两三年，应该到了一个这个丰富的地步。所以保罗为什么写信给哥林多教会？他说：“你们应当是一个成人了，可以吃干粮了，哪知道你们还是受肉体的，你们还像婴孩一样。他们也不过两三年嘛。保罗说你们应当成人了，应当吃干粮了。所以这个两三年的时间，真了以色列百姓正常的两三年，他应该走到迦南美地了，但是他们在旷野漂流了38年。
But all in all, it only takes 2 or 3 years for a Christian to grow into the fruition of life, just as Paul says this to Corinthian church, that at this time you should be able to eat food, but he still has to feed them with milk. And also, like the Israelites, it took them 2 or 3 years. They should have gone to the land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，我讲这些话，就是让我们看见整个形势。
So, brothers and sisters, I've said all this in order to show you the full picture.
免得我们只怪这个，只怪那一个。
So that we won't blame this or that.
很多事情的发生可以说是不正常中间的正常。若是你是识事物的，中国人有一句名言说：“识事物的什么，像金蕨一样。”今天你识不识这个事物，这个幕后的时代是怎么样的一个普遍的光景，你不要大惊小怪。
Now Chinese have a saying that the wise man knows the signs of the time. Today there's so many things are happening, they are actually the normality among the abnormality. So you should not be so shocked upon seeing this.
我们要不要彼此的埋怨，彼此的抱怨，你怪我，张三李四怪张三，张三怪李四，哎呀，怪传道人，怪教会，怪这个，哎呀，怪这个，怪那一个，怪那一个，哎呀，他是不是这个事物。
So do not grumble against one another. Do not complain against the preacher so-and-so. If you do so, you're the one who does not know the sign of the time.
结果给撒旦留了地步，留了破口。
Doing so only gives Satan a leverage, give him something to work with.
我想我们讲这些话，叫我们更注意这个时代会发生哪些事，让我们更谨慎，让我们更警醒，让我们更多的祷告。
What we have to now do is actually be more sober, be more watchful, be more prayerful, and knowing the signs of time, knowing what's going on.
巴不得这些情况不发生在我们的教会中间，不发生在我们的中间，我想神的恩典，神的怜悯是可以的。
I hope that none of these signs would happen among our churches. By God's grace, by God's mercy, I believe this could be done.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们刚刚弟兄给我们念的雅各书这一段话？
Now, brothers and sisters, why is the passage in James our brother just read with us?
我们刚刚念的马太福音24章，主耶稣也亲口讲。
Lord Jesus himself says this.
忍耐到底的必然得救。
He who endures to the end shall be saved.
福音要传遍天下，给万民做见证，然后末期就来到了。
And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and the end will come.
要忍耐。
Persevere, be patient.
我们刚刚念的雅各书一共只有五节圣经，第七节到第十一节，有最多出现的一个什么字啊？
In James verse, chapter 5, verses 7 to 11, what's the word that appears most?
弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚念的，你有没有注意？一再出现的是哪一个字？
In 5 verses only, what's the word that keeps appearing? Have you paid attention to this?
弟兄姊妹，哪一个字啊？
Brother and sister, which word?
忍耐 patient,
6 times the verses mention patient.
我想这个时代是我们忍耐的一个时候。
I believe this is the age of patience.
不要彼此抱怨。
Do not grumble against one another.
免得你受审判。
Lest you be judged.
你抱怨的都是不对的。
Everything you complain against is not right.
你没有看见这个形式，整个末世的那个形式，你不了解。
Because you have not seen the sign of the time in this end of the age, you don't understand it.
看哪，审判的主站在门前。
Behold, the judge is at the door.
你们要忍耐，像过去的先知那样忍耐，像约伯那样的忍耐。那些忍耐的人，我称他们是有福的。你也知道约伯的结局，神是满心怜悯，大有慈悲的，怜。忍耐到底，忍耐到底，必然得救。
Be patient. Take those prophets as an example of suffering and patience. Think of Job. Think of the end intended by the Lord to him. So, endure. Be patient to the end.
你了解了这些情况，你就会得忍耐。
If you understand these conditions, then you will be able to endure.
我们有信心。
We have faith.
就像刚刚诗歌所唱的
Just as the hymn we sang
这叫保罗对提摩太说我知道我所信的是谁并且深信他能保全我直到哪一天称心出现的哪一天
Paul said to Timothy that I know whom I have believed and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed to him until that day the very day when the bright morning star appears
万军的耶和华
The Lord of hosts
他在全地之中必要照着他所定规的那个结局来完成
The Lord of hosts will execute a determined end in the midst of the whole land
他预先定规的一定会的成功的
That which has been predestined by him will be done
以赛亚书第十章
Isaiah chapter 10
弟兄姊妹，神的永远的旨意到底是什么？神永远的计划到了时候一定会成就的，是指什么来讲的
？What's God's eternal purpose? What's His eternal plan, which will be executed in due time? What is it?
我想我在第十讲的时候已经讲过了。
And I mentioned this in my tenth sharing.
我想要一直回到神起初为什么他要造人。
We have to trace all the way back to the very reason when he first created us.
神为什么要造人?
Why is God created man?
他造人最终的目的是要达到什么?
What is the ultimate goal of God?
他今天所有在这个时代、一个时代、一个时代做了这么多的工作，最后他的目的是要达到什么样一个目的?
Generation through generations that God has done so many works, but what is the ultimate goal that God wants to achieve?
就是神最起初造人的目的。
And that is the very goal when God first created man.
他要与人连接。
That is, God wants to be united with man.
他要与人在爱的中间，与生命的里面，永远永远的连接在一起。
God wants to be forever united with man.In life, in love.
哎呀，这是神的旨意。
And this is God's will.
他所以造人，你看看撒迦利亚书第十二章第一节，我们看见神对撒迦利亚所讲的话。
Zechariah 12:1, read this.
那铺张诸天、立定根基、造人里面灵的耶和华说。
The Lord says, the Lord who stretches out. the heavens and who laid the foundations and who formed the spirit of man in him.
为什么神造人要放一个灵在他的里面?
Why is God created man and put the spirit in him?
为什么神造人要照着他的形象,他的样式来做?
Why is God has to create man according to his image in his likeness?
为什么伊甸园里面不但有分别有生命的树，还有分别善恶树的果子，还有那一棵生命的树
？Why is it that in the Garden of Eden you have the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the fruits, and also you have the tree of life?
神要与人连接。
Simply because God wants to be united with man.
神要住在人里面，人能够住在他里面。哎呀，这个连接是非常亲密的、紧密的那个连接，永远的连接，不会分开。
Now, simply because God wants to live in man, man in him, this is such a close, intimate union which lasts forever.
你就看到神造人的那个目的旨意，你就看到神的大爱。
Now, if you consider the purpose of God's creation of man, that you would see God's great love here.
人算什么?
What is man?
人算什么? 你去眷顾他们。
What is man that you are mindful of him? What is the son of man that you care for him?
并且这些人都是与神为敌的，是在罪恶过分中的这些人。
Especially these people are those who oppose against God and who live in who die in the sin.
但是神的计划没有改变，人失败了，神不会的失败，他的计划一定要成功的。
But God's purpose never changes. Even men fail, He will not change, and His purpose will be done.
就是像葡萄树和枝子的关系。
This kind of relationship is just like that of the vine and the branches.
约翰福音第十五章。
John 15.
我是葡萄树
I am the vine.
你们是枝子
You are the branches.
你们要藏在我的里面
Abide in me.
我也藏在你们里面
And I in you.
哎呀，神造人的就是这个目的
Oh, the very purpose of God's creation of man is this. The Lord Jesus is the vine. We are his branches.
我们要连着他，紧密的连着，和他连在一起
And we should closely, intimately linked with him.
这里好像看见葡萄树不能缺少枝子的
As though we're seeing here that the vine simply cannot do nothing without these branches.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，不要误会，我讲好像神好像没有人，他就没有价值。嗯，我是一个比喻了，神就像葡萄树一样，他假如没有枝子，好像他没有什么存在的价值。你看见吗？神谦卑到一个什么样的程度啊
？Don't misunderstand me, brothers and sisters. I'm not saying that. It seems that God has no.Value no use anymore if the men are not with him. But you see how humble our God has become to such an extent that it seems that without man, he becomes useless.
葡萄树没有不能没有枝子，不能缺少枝子，对不对？没有枝子，葡萄树在哪里做什么
？The vine cannot miss all the branches.Without these branches, what's the point of having the vine?
好像它没有价值了，是不是
？As though there is no more value to this vine.
所以它需要这些枝子。
So he needs these vines.
所以他要造人。
That's why he created man.
他说要与人联合。
That's why he wants to be united with.
让人能够把他的荣耀，把他的权柄。能够完全彰显出
So that man can fully make manifest of his glory, his dominion.
葡萄树所有一切都是为着枝子。
Everything about the vine is for the branches.
哎呀，葡萄树把所有的营养、所有的氧气、所有东西都吸收了，就是供应给枝子的。
The vine has absorbed all the nutrients, oxygen, for the very purpose to supply to all these branches.
哎呀，它滋润这个枝子，它帮助这个枝子，服侍这个枝子，供应这个枝子，成全这个枝子，使用这个枝子。
It nourishes, provides for, perfects these branches, to use all these branches.
你看见葡萄树就是为着枝子的。
Do you see this? All that vine is for these branches.
没有枝子，它一点价值都没有。一个葡萄树再大放在这里有什么用？
Without these branches, it seems it's useless for the vine's existence. What's the point of having such a big vine over there?
反过来讲，枝子就更不能缺少葡萄树了，对不对？
Now, to reverse it, the vines are in like manner can cannot miss not having the vine.
假如枝子没有葡萄树，枝子有什么用啊？丢在火里都不能当柴烧的。
Without the vine, what's the point of these or of branches? Even you throw them into the fire, they are not qualified to be used as wood either.
只有枝子那个多结葡萄树才能叫多结葡萄，才能叫这块葡萄树。得着荣耀，将他的美丽，将他的荣耀，将他的丰满，那个彰显出来，这就是人。神为什么造人？为什么要神与人连接的那个最终的目的
？Only when the branches are fruitful that it can actually show forth the beauty, the glory of the vine. And this is the very reason that God wants to be united with man.
这时间已经到了。
My time is up.
我想我们反正还有时间可以交通这个题目。
We still have more time to fellowship on this.
我想今天我所讲的就让我们看见已经到了末世了。
All my sharing simply wants to show you that we have come to the end age.
晨星就要出现了。
The morning star is about to appear.
但是今天还没有到那个伸手不见五指的那一种黑暗。
But today we haven't come to the darkness in which when you stretch out your fingers you cannot see them.
什么时候是伸手不见五指的时候
？When is the time when you actually cannot see your fingers？
敌基督出现的时候。
That's the time when the Antichrist appears。
六六六出现的时候。
When 666 appears。
那就是启示录第十三章所讲的。
That's what Revelation 13 says。
那个兽要从海中上来。
The beast will come out of the sea.
我想今天敌基督已经在这个世界了。
And I believe today that the Antichrist already is in this world.
但是还没有显明出来。
But it hasn't been made manifest.
保罗在提撒罗尼迦前后书第二章讲得非常清楚，他讲到我们的被踢，到主那里，讲到主的降临。
Now in 2 Thessalonians, Paul says this very clearly about our the Lord's coming, about our being gathered to Him.
他说，无论是灵也好，无论是话语也好，无论是冒我的心所写，冒我的名所写的书信也好，你们不要轻易动心，你们也不要惊慌。
He says that let not your heart soon be taken or frightened, whether by word, by a letter, or by spirit.
人无论用什么法子，你们都不要受他的迷惑。
Do not be deceived, no matter by what means.
哎呀，主的日子现在到了。
Now the people say that the day of the Lord is here.
哎呀，主来了，十月几号？这个十一、十二月几号？都不要轻易同行。
If people say the Lord would come in what day of December, do not listen to them.
那日子以前，必有离道被教的死，并且有那个大罪人、成人之子要显明出来。
Because the falling away apostasy has to come first, and the son of perdition, the man of sin, has to appear first before the day of the Lord comes.
主耶稣也讲得非常的清楚。
And also Lord Jesus said so clearly.
你们看见大以理先知所讲的那一位可真的心毁坏的站在圣地，你们要留意啊！你们在犹大的要逃到山上去，大灾难要来了。最后的
The Lord Jesus says that take heed when you see what's said in the book of Daniel that when the abomination of desolation stands in the holy sanctuary, all of you who are in Judea flee to the mountains. That's the time when the great tribulation comes.
我想但以理书第七章第九章都提到这个人。
And in Daniel 7 and Daniel 9, both of the chapters mention this Antichrist.
我想但以理书第九章讲到那么后的一个切。
And also Daniel 9 speaks of the conditions in the end time.
就是主来以前最后的一个七年。
The very last 7 years, before the Lord returns.
那位就要显现出来。
The Antichrist will be.Shown forth.
一切之内，他要与许多的人签订盟约；一切之内，他要把这些献祭的这些事都仔细了，不准。
He will make a covenant with many in 1 week. In the middle of it, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering.
我们看见那一位愤怒的，就负了那一位行可憎的，可憎的。他 这个腐烂的来到。
And we will see that on the wing of abomination, the one who makes desolate will come.
并且那愤怒要倒在他的身上，一直到结局。
And also the consummation, which is determined, will be poured upon the one who makes desolate.
我们看见主耶稣要降临。
And we will see that Lord Jesus will appear.
他要把那些假先知、假的基督。 要丢在硫磺火湖里。
And he will throw all the antichrist false prophets into the lake of fire and brimstone.
他要把撒旦丢在无底坑里。
He will throw Satan into the bottomless pit.
我们感谢主都成了。
We thank the Lord that then it is done.
这个时候都成了。
It is done at this time.
看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住。
Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men. He will abide with them.
这就是新天新地，永永远远、彻彻底底的、完完全全的与人同住，一直到永远。And
this is the new heaven and new earth. God will abide with them, with men forever, so thoroughly and fully.
做宝座的对我说：“都成了。我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是始，我是终。”
The one who sits on the throne says to me that it is done. I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega. I'm the beginning, I'm the end. I'm the first, I'm the last.
感谢主,
Thank the Lord. This is our greatest hope.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主啊, 这些话不突然返回。
Oh Lord, may all this word will not return empty word, empty-handed.
都会改变,
Heavens and earth will change.
你的话安定在天,
but your word is enthroned in heaven.
我们感谢你,
we thank you.
你是信实的,
you're faithful.
你能够坚固我们到底,
you will establish us to the end.
但愿是诸般恩典的神, 在基督里召我们得享你永远的荣耀, 在我们展受苦难以后, 你要亲自的成全我们, 坚固我们。
May the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory in Christ, after we have suffered a little while, perfect, establish, settle us, and strengthen us.
但愿荣耀全能都归给你，从今时一直到永永远远。
To you be all the glory and dominion from this time forward and forever.
我们将祷告祈求，是因耶稣基督的名。
We ask and pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.